Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue on our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll begin studying the commentary on some of the verses of Quran chapter 2. And we will begin our study by learning about Asbab al-Nuzul. These are two important words among Muslim scholars, which is the reason for why Allah gave some specific verses in the Quran to Muhammad. So today we're going to see why Allah gave Quran chapter 2 verse 14 to Muhammad. And notice, if you investigate the previous and the following verses of these verses, you will see that there is no connection whatsoever. So it is like verses written out of context, and every verse has its own reason or its own story. So let us look at Quran chapter 2 verse 14, which states as follows: and when they met those who believed, they said, "We believe." And when they were apart with their shayateen, which is a non-Arabic word in the Quran from the Abyssinian original language, we see that it is the word satans. So the verse will say, when they met with their satans, they said, "Surely we are with you. Surely we are only scoffing." Trust me, my friends, I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how intelligent you are, when you read that verse by itself, there is zero chance to know what the verse is talking about. I'm going to read it again for you. It says, and when they met with those who believed, they said, "We believed." And when they were apart with their satans, they said, "Surely we are with you. Surely we are only scoffing." Who are they? When Allah in the Quran say, when they met, who are they? Maybe you said, "Brother Usama, you need to read the previous verses." No, trust me, that's not how you understand the Quran. Because if I read the previous verses, it will not tell me about some specific people. And then you can figure out who they are in the word they. It is just a verse by itself. And I know, my dear friends, that Muslims love to talk about the context, because they think if we read the context, we'll find the answer for our questions. So here it is. I'm going to read to you the entire passage where we talk about those people whom Allah described in the Quran in verse 14 by the word they. And I will ask you, can you tell me, after we read the entire passage, do you know who are they? Here is the word of Allah, Quran chapter 2, beginning from verse 8 all the way until we get to verse 20. Allah said, and some people, who are the some people? Only Allah knows. Let's continue. And some people who say, "We amanna," the word amanna here, non-Arabic word, which means we believed, another foreign word in the Quran, "in Allah and in the last day," and they are not believers. We do not know who they are so far, they say. In verse 9, they deceive Allah and those who have believed, but they do not deceive except themselves, and they do not feel. Excuse me, what? Verse 9 started by saying those people, which we do not know who they are, they actually deceive Allah. If Allah is God, as Muslims believe, can somebody deceive God? Of course not. Therefore, it is dumb for dummers. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. The Quran is dumb for dummers. Nobody can deceive God. And if Allah is God, he cannot be deceived. But somehow, those people, which we do not know who they are, they deceived Allah. Once again, they deceived Allah and those who believed. Okay, you can deceive the believers. It makes sense. But how in the world can you deceive Allah? I do not know. Let's continue with verse 10. In their hearts is a sickness. So Allah increased their sickness, and they will have a painful torment because of what they denied. What are we talking about here? Only Allah knows. I can tell you, I can guess, they denied Muhammad, they denied the Quran, they denied Islam. But that's not what the verse says. And that's why when you go to Muslim scholars' interpretation, they will give you a bunch of opinions. As they always start, scholars disagree, and then they give you different interpretations, and then they always always ended with the statement, Wallahu A'lam, and Allah knows best. Let's move on to verse 11. And when it was said to them, who are them? Oh, the people. Which people? Which are some people? Who are they? We don't know. Continue. And when it was said to them, do not vandalize on the earth, they said, surely we're only reformers. What did they vandalize? We do not know. What did they reform? We do not know. It's just words to make sentences for Allah in the Quran. Let's move on to verse 12. Except surely they are the vandals, but they do not feel. Wow. They are the vandals and they do not feel. Are you trying to tell me that these people whom we do not know who they are innocent? They're vandals without knowledge? They're sinners without knowledge? Yes, indeed. That is what Allah said. Well, let's move on to the following verse. Here we go. Verse 13. And when it was said to them, believe as people have believed, they said, will we believe as the foolish have believed? Except surely they are the foolish and they do not know. Once again, they are foolish, but they do not know that they are foolish. Once again, I believe these are innocent people. They really do not know. They do not feel it and they do not know it. Let's move on to our verse. That is verse 14. And when they met those who believed, they said, we believed. And when they were apart with their Satans, they said, surely we are with you. Surely we are only scoffing. Wait a minute. I thought Allah said previously that they did not feel. They did not know. But now they're telling their Satans that we know and we feel and we know exactly what we're doing. We're just simply scoffing. I believe Allah is confused, or maybe they are telling the truth and Allah is lying to us. Or I can say, now I believe they truly 100% deceived Allah, as Allah stated in verse 9. But so far, we do not know who are they. As I told you earlier, you read the verse within the context, you still do not know who Allah is talking about. Let's move on to verse 15. Allah scoffs at them and keeps them long in their rebellion blindly. Verse 16. Those are they who have purchased the error with the guidance. So their tijaratim, which is another non-Arabic word, actually is Akkadian Aramaic origin, which means merchandise. So the verse would say, those are they who have purchased the error with the guidance, so their merchandise has not been rabahat. And rabahat is another non-Arabic word which means profitable. That is an Abyssinian word which means profitable. So their merchandise has not been profitable, and they were not guided. Their parable. And I laugh at this because there is no parable in the Quran. Muhammad have no clue what even the word parable is. He said, their parable is like the parable of he who kindled a fire. So when it has shined its light all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in darkness. They cannot see. Death, dumb, blind, so they will not return. Or like a storm, here's another parable, from the heaven, in it is darkness and thunder and lightning. They place their fingers into their ears because of the thunderbolt, fearing the death, and Allah surrounds the infidels. The lightning almost snatches away their sight. Whenever it shines on them, they walk in it. But when darkness closes on them, they stand. And if Allah willed, He would take away their hearing and their sight. Surely Allah has might over all things. And then we move to verse 21, which talks about something completely different. Now we read the Quran chapter 2, verse 14. And we read the context, that is from verse 8 to verse 20. Do you understand anything about that passage? I challenge you to tell me yes. The only way you can understand that passage is to go to Muslim scholars' interpretation, which, by the way, lots of Muslims in the world today do not believe in it. They said, I don't need scholars. I can interpret the Quran by myself. Why? Because the same scholars who will help us to understand Quran chapter 2, verse 14, will tell us that Muhammad was a pedophile. Yes, he was involved with Aisha, his favorite wife, at the age of 9. When he was 54, and he married her when she was 6, when he was only 51 years old. So you tell me, my dear Muslim friends, do you like your scholars or not? Because if you don't like them, you could not understand the Quran. And if you like them, they have destroyed the character and the morality of your so-called prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
So now let me tell you what the scholars said about Quran chapter 2 and verse 14. That is, by reading Asbab al-Nuzul, which is the writing of Muslim scholars to who are they and why this verse was given to Muhammad, then we will understand what's going on in that verse. From our book, Commentaries on the Quran, we read that Ibn Abbas said, this verse descended on Muhammad concerning a man by the name Abdullah ibn Abi and his friends or his companions. And that is, someday they went out and they met Muhammad's companions or friends. So Abdullah ibn Abi said to his companions, look and see how I will show you these scoffers to you. So he went and met with Abi Bakr as-Siddiq. Abi Bakr as-Siddiq is the first successor to the Muslims. We call this first Khalifa after the death of Muhammad. He was actually the father-in-law of Muhammad, who gave his own flesh and blood, his own daughter, the 6-year-old child, Aisha, as a wife to Muhammad when Muhammad was only 51 years old. So Abdullah reached out to him, shaking his hand, and he said, welcome with the believer. That is the name of Abu Bakr. They call him Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Abu Bakr, the one who believed in Muhammad. He was the first one to believe in Muhammad. When Muhammad simply said to him, I am a prophet. And Abu Bakr said, yes, indeed you are. And he said, welcome, the master of Bani Tamim. Welcome to the elder of Islam, the second to the messenger of Allah in the cave. That is when Muhammad escaped from Mecca to Medina. The one who gave himself and his money to him. So here, Abdullah is bragging about Abu Bakr and embracing him with these great words to make him like somebody important in the life of Muhammad and in the religion of Islam. Then Abdullah reached out with his hand, shaking the hand of Ali. Ali is the cousin of Muhammad. And he said, welcome, O cousin of the messenger of Allah, the relative of him. So Ali looked at him and he said, fear Allah, O Abdullah. Do not be hypocrite. Surely the hypocrites are the worst of the creature of Allah. So he said to him, wait, wait, O Abu Hassan, I do not say that as a hypocrite, and I swear to Allah that our belief like your belief, our faith is like your faith. Then they went apart. Now, Abdullah is speaking to his companions, those who saw what he said and what he did to Abu Bakr and to Ali. And he said to them, as you have seen me do, do. And as you have seen me say, say. So, which means, learn from me. And that's how you talk to Muhammad and his companions. And that is the interpretation of the word of Allah in Quran chapter 2, verse 14. When they met with their Satans, when they were apart with their Satans, that is Abdullah and his friends, after leaving Muhammad's companions, Abu Bakr and Ali. What is the conclusion for the interpretation of Ibn Abbas to such verse? The interpretation is very simple. Nothing about the Quran requires revelation. You see, they saw what happened from Abdullah. He was a hypocrite. He pretended to be a believer when he met with Abu Bakr and Ali. And then when they left the Muslims, they were mocking them. They were scoffing at them. That's why Allah gave that verse in the Quran. When in reality, it is a normal thing. Anyone could have wrote that verse after seeing what they have seen from the hypocrisy of these Jewish men. Let's move on to Quran chapter 2 and verse 26. For there we read, surely Allah is not ashamed to give a parable about a mosquito or anything above it. So as to those who believed, they will know that it is the truth from their Lord. And as to those who became infidels, so they will say, what does Allah want by this parable? And he will lead many astray by it, and he will guide many by it. And no one will be led astray by it except the transgressors. Now let's look together at the commentary on that verse. That is Quran chapter 2 and verse 26. You see, throughout the Quran, Muhammad gave parables. And by the way, when you read all these parables, you will gain nothing about the parables because he just mentioned something without telling a story or an example of something to fit with that thing which he's using as a parable. So Muhammad gave parables concerning the fly. He gave parables concerning the spider. He gave other parables concerning bees or ants. So those in Muhammad's days who did not believe in Muhammad nor in the Quran asked the question, what does Allah mean and what does Allah want by all these things which he wrote in the Quran, which are nothing except that they are some small creatures? We do not serve any God who mentions these things at all. So Muhammad answers him, surely Allah is not ashamed to give a parable of mosquitoes. And you see here, the answer of Muhammad did not give anything new. He was just using their words to reply to it. And it will be better if Muhammad would have said a mosquito or something smaller than it. But he said mosquito or something above it means bigger or more important. So in this example, Muhammad even used the wrong words. But what was the parable? We do not know. What is the purpose of the parable? We do not know. It is just another sentence in the verses of the Quran. Well, let's move on to Quran chapter 2 and verse 30. For there we read the following. And when your Lord said to the angels, surely I am placing on earth a khalifa. Khalifa is a non-Arabic word from Berber or Syriac origin, which means viceroy. They said, will you place in it those who will vandalize in it and shed the blood? And while we nusabbih, one more non-Arabic word in the Quran, for the word nusabbih is actually the word praise, and it is a non-Arabic word of Aramaic, Hebrew, and Syriac origin. With your praises and exalt your holiness, he said, surely I know what you do not know. So what did the verse say? In simple words, the verse said, Allah is speaking to the angels. And he said, I'm going to replace a successor or viceroy on earth. And the angel said, why are you going to do that? that what you're going to be create will vandalize on earth, and he will shed blood. And we're here worshiping you. We're here praising you, your holiness. But Allah said, well, you see, surely I know what you do not know. Wow. Imagine with me this conversation with some logic or common sense. Is this something that really happened? That before God created Adam and Eve, he had a meeting with his angels and explained to them what he's about to do about creating Adam. And the angels know the future, that this creation which Allah is going to put on earth will vandalize and they will shed blood. How did the angels even know that these creatures will have blood in their veins? How did they know that these creatures would sin against God? But in any way, Allah is telling us in that verse that he knows better than the angels. And if you continue to read the verses of the Quran, you'll see the answer for this objection of the angels to Allah concerning the creation of Adam. If we go to the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 33 to verse 36, we see a passage there which goes opposite of that which we have read in Quran, chapter 2, verse 30. Why? Listen to the word of God. The holy word of God said, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his way past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Do you understand the passage of the word of God in the Bible? You see, God does not need some advice. God does not need some information from some angels or anything about what he does. And if this is true, then all that we read in Quran chapter 2, beginning from verse 30, is nothing but nonsense. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.